Good afternoon. This is Carolyn Evers. And you know, we are just so delighted to be here doing our thing. And we welcome Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene.
Hello there, everybody. Happy first day of summer tomorrow.
What was that? Happy what?
Well, first day of summer, they say tomorrow.
Oh, okay. First day of summer. I didn't hear you. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, it says tomorrow is the first day of summer.
Wow.
Best, best, best. I love summer.
I do, too.
Yeah, I do.
All the beautiful flowers.
Oh, everything's so wonderful right now.
I know.
I just enjoy nature so much.
Yeah, it's a promise that God is with us.
Oh,
new,
that's for sure.
Yeah.
And all the beautiful, colors, it's just amazing.
Yeah. It truly is.
Oh, it is. I'm loving it. And the roses are just fantastic right now.
I had been having breakfast in the restaurant today, and this lady came in with his darling little baby. Oh, you know, these little infants, they are just so dear. They just melt my heart. And the mother was so happy. I just love to see babies, but I also love to see babies that have mothers that just are so happy to be taking
to
care
have
of them.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
What a blessing.
Well, it truly is. And you could tell she was just taking such delight in this little baby. It was 3 months old. No, I think it was 6 months old. Just, you know, starting to perhaps crawl around a little. And they were there with her husband was there, and you could tell they were the happy grandparents were there, and they were all just delighting in this little baby. I just thought it was so wonderful. And considering, you know, the Father's Day is around the corner too, I think it's a good time to think also of how fathers have influenced children. Some have been wonderful the way they've influenced children, and some, you know, need a little bit of coaxing from the sidelines. And I've gotten some posting on the blog. I have two blogs. And by the way, if you're interested in joining my Yahoo group, you can get to that address at www.carolynevers.com. And there's a sign-up place on the bottom. But there were people who had sent in information about some rough roads that they had been with their father and how forgiveness was required and needed. And while we're talking about that, I would also like to mention, because it really does fit into what we do, Charlene, is that usually, well, I have found with reading the Akashic Records and doing Lord Metatron soul healings that our immediate family members or people who have been with us in the past through many lifetimes, it seems, at least from the history that I am finding, that so many of these individuals who are within our close family membership, some of them have really been wonderful friends over the many lifetimes and have supported people, supported us. And then other members are people who require a healing of some sort. They were people who joined us in the past, and there were some elements of past lifetimes that, remember, souls haven't always had the awareness that we have today. And so in their awareness, through centuries, eons ago maybe, choices were made that seemed right at the time, but they, having the awareness that we have today, we understand that they were not exactly the best choices made for our happiness and soul progression. And so if that hasn't been healed, and it hasn't been cleared, they are, we wake up to find that these people are in our families, in our immediate family. So in a sense, Spirit is telling us, this hasn't been healed, and now is the time to heal it. And so I want to mention that because here, Charlene and I are here today. We do a lot of clearing of the past, healing of the past, family lines, all through the DNA line. And if you are out there and you have a difficult relationship, you know, it is so easy to get frustrated and angry because maybe one member or maybe more than one member in your family doesn't understand you and you're having a hard time getting along with them. And it is so easy to feel, like I said, frustrated or anger at some of the things that people say and do. But let's think of this in another light. Let's think of it from the perspective that this is an opportunity. This is an unrecognized opportunity, you might say. They're mean to me. How can this be an opportunity? And here's where the opportunity is. We're getting ready to prepare for a glorious time, ascension. These things have to be healed. And so Spirit is coming again and saying, okay, you didn't heal this on the last flyby. Now we got another chance. Thank you, dear. You've got another chance to heal it now. And so let's get on with it. And so we have a caller. And your name, caller, are you responding to our address here about healing the past?
I'm sorry, I'm not. I got so excited that this is
caller, what's your name, dear?
It's Pat.
I guess they must have dropped off.
Oh, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can, dear. Got to speak up.
Hi.
What's your name?
It's Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, it's Pat from Connecticut. Hi, Charlene.
Hi.
I'm sorry, I rushed home and was so excited that you were on that I barely got what you had to say. I was hoping to ask about someone I met.
What we were talking about originally, Pat, was that we have family members, and in our family members, many of these have been, well, I do believe that most of the people we have in our family group, we have been with them through many past lifetimes. And some are relationships where they really support us and they're there for us, and other are relationships that need to be healed. And
yes.
And there can be anger and frustration because of the way you've been treated. But to look at it from another perspective, that this is an opportunity to heal the relationship. That's why they're there. And we're coming up to ascension. And what I'm proposing is, this is Spirit giving us a little nudge. Let's clear it. Let's heal it. And I suggested that people call in and we could deal with that. So, Pat, apparently that was not the reason you were calling, was it? Pat, are you there?
I'm there. I guess there was some technical problems.
Okay.
I agree with you. I'm actually going to my son's birthday, and he was truly, truly a gift. Good past lives. I feel like the rest of my family, we were probably in the French Revolutionary War together, that we came back as enemies, and of course that makes sense that we come to you know, heal.
What I find fascinating about what you're saying, Pat, is what made you feel that this was a group from the French Revolution?
Well, different bits of information, and also when I was a teenager, my parents went to Paris, and I was supposed to go, and for ridiculous teenage reasons, I just said no, and it was dumb. It was a dumb choice. I lost a wonderful opportunity to see Europe, but afterwards, when I heard things about, you know, war and enemies in that sense, and then possibly me being homeless and being marched in France, starving and so on. Actually, just recently I thought, you know what, it was probably a good thing that I didn't go, because it may have triggered things too early for me.
Ah, so it was a case of timing. But from what you're saying, Pat, it sounds like you're being, I don't want to use the word challenged, but maybe given the opportunity to heal that now. Would you like
Absolutely.
To do it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Well, Charlene, why don't you jump into the fray here, darling, and get your little toolbox out, and let's get to work.
Well, some of it I'm finding God's been telling me lately, too, that not only did we were together in the DNA in our ancestry line, but it can be also being triggered in the past life. So
that's what we were talking about, darling. She thinks this group in her family were with her in the French Revolution. And so what we're suggesting is that she clear these past lifetimes from the trauma of that period of time.
Okay. My point was it's also DNA and past life, because all of them aren't there. So let's go in and do that, okay?
She wants to do this, Charlene. We're having a little technical difficulty here. So how about you going in and working on that, dear?
Yeah, I'm doing that now.
Good.
Carolyn?
Yes.
If there's time, I'd love to ask about a very sweet man I've recently met. I've been working with the two of you on calling in a partner.
Right.
Yeah.
But what we should do, because and we'll deal with that, dear.
Okay,
but
thanks.
Let's take care of what Charlene is doing first, because it really gets confusing when we start cross-talking over two different issues.
Okay.
Do you have dreams about that period of time?
I have a fascination with, I've always kind of, I could picture myself as, it was at Madame Defarge who knit all the people's names in her knitting that she was going to get once the revolution started.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that period kind of scares me. I can really feel how the poor suffered. You know, women losing their husbands with children and going to the aristocracy asking for food. And, yeah, hard, hard time.
And Marie Antoinette was telling them to eat cake.
Let them eat cake. That's another one of my favorite lines. Exactly.
Yeah, they didn't have bread, and so she just kind of flicked it off and said, well, you know, they don't have bread. Why let them eat cake?
Let them eat cake, right. That was a great story, Tale of Two Cities.
Yeah, like they were going to get cake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that kind of brings up a little bit about today, doesn't it? In the sense that human nature doesn't change. And sometimes people can have a very callous attitude towards those who are suffering.
Yes. And this kind of thing that you're doing is going to help me be more compassionate, even though I may have had a tough life. There's always more room to understand other people and their difficulties and to stop prejudice.
Yes, it's important, isn't it?
So there's always both sides. As much as it's been really hard for me, I also know that I certainly have been in lives where I've treated people this way, too. And that's another reason why I'm here is to learn to put an end to those things, be educated about what we're all about, what this is about.
You know, I do a lot of readings for people with the Akashic Records and the Metatron soul healings, and what I have found in this is that a lot of it really is about compassion and forgiveness.
Yes.
I had done a soul healing with an individual. We take them before that time when they come into this life and choose their mission. And what this person's mission was to learn compassion.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fascinating to hear that this was apparently the sole reason for this soul coming to Earth at this time was to learn compassion. And when we went to his past lifetimes to see the pattern where he was arrogant and not holding compassion for people, it was just so fascinating where
mm-hmm.
he had slaves under him and had been cruel, and how we healed all that and healed his soul. And that's what all this is about right now, is healing and bringing compassion. Charlene, did you come back, darling? apparently not. I thought maybe she was trying to come in and add, tell us what she had seen. And so, Pat, what I feel is in those dark days, we didn't have the awareness that we have today. We are more aware. And I'm wondering if we have been cut off. Pat, can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. It sounded like the line was breaking up.
I'm here.
Good. Now, I need to find out if Charlene is here. Charlene must be doing a lot of work on your DNA and on this.
Yeah. Well, this is really a great gift because I've done as much as I can with my parents and forgiveness, and I think that I'm really healthy with it, but I find from therapists and so on, they still see me as angry, and it's confusing because I pretty much don't know what else to do. So this definitely, I'm sure, will be a real healing, really helpful.
Well, you know, going to a therapist is a wonderful thing, and I'm certainly not talking against them because they do some really good work. But on the other hand, it takes time to unwind those threads where this is work that can be done almost instantaneously. And the reason for that is in the past, time is the past, present, and future is all one. And when you get into the spiritual realms of changing energy, it's not linear like we're living. And that's why we can go backwards and forwards and change things energetically. That's what all this is about. And I'm always amazed when I see it at work, when I see it in operation. So, yeah, Charlene should be helping you with it. I hope she's not disconnected. She seems to be taking longer than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we had quite a few that wanted to be participating in it.
Well, thank you.
Yes, there was a lot that wanted to be participating in it in all areas. So they're now going to start feeling a great sense of peace, joy towards each other, a sense of connection, a sense of well-being for the other person and not just for themselves, but they're going to be more open. And they also said it was not only for those that were in the past, but it would be now for the future generations.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, that's cleared a real lot of the ancestral line to give you the family a sense of peace and oneness, one with each other.
That's
so much of it was so much of it, what I was looking on was looking at it, and so much was built around animosity and resentment, and it developed in a great deal of hatred, and so that energy was there, and that was all taken and resolved with peace and love and unconditional love for each other. And then God came in and put God's unconditional love in their hearts.
Oh, that's so wonderful. You
it really was.
So special.
Yeah, it was. Let's see how your family's structure that you have right now, how they start reacting to each other, because the energy has been changed.
It's going to be really, really interesting, Shirley.
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
see,
it's
kind of interesting, because what happens is you're relating and working within that energy from past ancestors, and they have been too. You work within that energy. So
yes.
What you have to do is once God goes in and resolves it and replaces it with different energy, you're all working in a different energy thing with the structure of the family.
Oh, this is wonderful.
You'll have to call us back and tell us how this is working out for you.
I absolutely will. I definitely will. Can I ask you quickly about this guy that I met? He's very sweet. He's a beekeeper. That's his business.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that great?
Yes, it is.
And I think he's a good man.
Okay, now what's your question about him?
Yeah.
What's your question, Pat?
Oh, you two have been helping me bring someone in. It's been years and years and years for me, so this is, like, really important. And I just had an art show, and I met him briefly, and he left some beeswax candles for me as a little gift at the opening reception. And we've talked on the phone a couple of times, and just would like to know what you two see in him and for us.
I'm kind of curious about something, Pat. I might have you confused with someone else, but didn't we tell you that you were going to meet someone in your business?
No.
No, that must have been someone else, because we talk to a lot of people.
Yeah, that's someone else.
Curly, do you have an impression of this gentleman?
Yeah, is he about 5'8"?
He's quite short. He's probably my height, 5, maybe 6.
Yeah, he doesn't look very tall.
Nope.
I mean, he's not a six-footer.
No way.
And his hair's kind of sandy.
Yep, and thinning and gray.
Uh-huh. Has he got a mustache?
Nope, he's got a pot belly.
Okay. No mustache. Well, okay. Just a minute, let me look more at him, okay?
Have you meditated on this question, Pat?
I'm not great at meditating.
Oh, my goodness, we've got to get you meditating. We've got to show you how to do it.
He seems to be a kind soul, isn't he?
Yes.
Okay.
He's gentle. He has a gentleness about him. And that is what you need right now, isn't it, Pat?
Absolutely.
Yeah. He has this gentleness about him that you just know that you could put your heart in his hand and he'd take care of it for you.
That's what I'm hoping for.
I'm going to wait until Charlene has her say, and then I'm going to mention something to you.
Well, both of you are kind of dealing with trust issues, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So it's kind of making both of you pretty apprehensive about that. If you don't mind, let me do some energy between the two of you.
That's terrific.
Okay, just a minute, because that energy is interfering in your relationship.
Thank you.
Is that correct?
Well, it's brand new, so I don't know. I have a feeling that he's probably afraid too. We're both attracted to each other and we're comfortable together, but it's very, very new.
Oh, okay.
Is it true that you have a little bit of fear surrounding the issue of finding the one that you think is the right one?
As far as any issue to relationships, it's so big I can't even see them.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe this is what Charlene is clearing.
Okay.
You know, trust.
Oh, I have to laugh. I do have to have a first name.
I'm sorry?
Tell Charlene his first name.
Vincent.
Yeah,
Vincent.
Okay, thank you.
We have another caller on the line, Pat, and I can't get into this now, but what I want you to do is call back later, either today or another time, or tomorrow. If tomorrow is available, I'm on the air tomorrow. I want to work with you in meditating.
Okay.
You see, you could get this information yourself.
I'd love to.
I know you would.
Yeah.
And it would help you on so many levels. So
okay.
You call in tomorrow, and I'll work with you. Yeah, on meditating.
Okay.
Okay, let's see how that works.
Hmm?
Yep,
he said, let's see how this works.
Yeah, let's see how it goes.
Say it again.
I said, let's see how this works. You know, the energy between you now.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Call in tomorrow. Okay.
Call in tomorrow, Pat. We'll work on meditating, and we'll do a little bit more work on this question.
Thanks so much. Love you both.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And we have another caller, and your name caller.
Rosemary.
I just love it. Rosemary, we're just always so delighted to have you call in.
Thank you. Could we work on clearing the energy with my father? I tried doing it on my own, and my hair fell out, literally in handfuls.
Oh, my God, your hair fell out.
Come on, Rosemary.
It did. It did. I had long hair. Really, now I've got short blonde hair.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It was intense.
I just to do something with that, Rosemary. Let's hair back.
I think she's pulling our leg myself.
I do think it's
true. Check my Akashic record. It is the truth.
You mean you try to clear the energy with your father and you woke up the next morning and there your hair was on the pillow, huh?
Oh, no, over a period of weeks. Gone.
Well, we can go again and do something with that, Rosemary. That's pretty serious.
I would love to.
Let's do that one. Just a minute.
Well, you always do try to call and amaze us, don't you?
Well, you know, it's kind of like the, you know, the knowledge that you get from bopping around on this planet. Poor Marie Antoinette. I mean, she knew they were getting crazy from eating rye flour and having hallucinogens from bad food, and she meant for them to have wheat flour, and she's been getting a bad rap for centuries. Poor baby.
Well, Marie Antoinette is one of the individuals that I channeled for my book, Chaos Before Creation.
Oh, I've got to read that then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of her issues was that she had sort of retired, so to speak, to her estate, and she didn't become involved with, she didn't make herself aware, really, of what other people were going through.
Ooh, bad. Not smart.
Well, again, we're talking about the awareness that people have during certain periods of history. And, you know, royalty, this could have been a problem with royalty in general then, that they became secluded and out of touch with what was really happening with people.
Instead of understanding that their responsibility was to the people, that they were a governing body, not an entitlement.
That's so true, my dear.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if we could say that to other places.
Well, we're probably guilty of some of that ourselves.
Oh, we all are. I mean, we're all into this process of healing. I reviewed with you, Lord Metatron, on asking for the return of one's powers, talents, and abilities, which is something that I so dearly wish and desire for all beings and for myself as well.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the time to have only one little pint of oil. You know, you got to have the whole gallon. Mm-hmm. You know the tale that Jesus told about the brides and the bridegrooms and the foolish virgins and the virgins that did bring extra oil, and the courage of the virgins who brought the extra oil to say, no, I can't give you mine. It's for me. I will use it. I will use it, and I will go to the wedding. And those are the lessons in balance that we're learning now.
Indeed.
In understanding discernment and love, and the difference between support and martyrdom, all of this incredible discernment is coming to us.
And something else comes to mind, too, support and enablement.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. You know, we can support people or we could enable them to continue with their behavior.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we could, or we could simply go in prayer and ask, is this right for me, or am I allowing this person or preventing this person from growing?
Yes. Very important.
And, yeah, I mean, the laughter part about it is like, you know, you want to be of assistance, but I sometimes tell that story about little penguin eggs. If you take them out of their shell, they never grow right. So we have to crack that shell. We have to connect to spirit. We have to do it. That's when I sound enthusiastic.
Okay, yeah, so. Tell me if you think, just think about your dad, and then tell me what the feeling comes up.
Terror.
What is the feeling?
Terror.
You said terror.
Absolute gut-wrenching, huge lump in the throat, chest, terror. Fear, fright, terror.
Okay, just a minute.
Now, what's your real impression of this, Rosemary? Don't hold back.
Well, I've been chipping it away at it for quite a while, and I've been working and working, and I, you know, if there's something there, I just want it fixed, and I go in there, and that lump in the throat comes back again. I mean, it's like watching Friday the 13th in another version.
Well, Rosemary, you are so attuned to everything. Let's think about your dad, not in this lifetime, but what he looked like in his past relationship with you. Just go there and tell me how he was dressed.
Robes, toga. Very elegant, very patrician, very proud.
Was this Roman?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what was your relationship then with him?
Daughter. Defiant daughter. Dangerous thing to be back then.
Absolutely, because the Romans then followed what would be tribal law. The father was the head of the household, and he could hold life and death over the family members.
And I've had this thing that if it's against divine law, I'm not doing it.
Okay, but what happened?
I was killed.
Uh-huh. Mm.
By the father?
Yeah.
Because he held, according to the Romans, the father had life and control death over the entire family.
Yes.
Which they didn't usually, how should I say this? They didn't usually follow that rule, though they had the authority, and they would not be punished by the state if, in fact, that they did. And so you hear from time to time where fathers killed sons because they wouldn't fight for the state, or the father felt that somehow they weren't holding up their responsibilities. And what was the issue that this revolved around? You were defiant, and what was the father telling you that you had to do that you weren't going to do?
Marry the idiot. Oh, God,
so he wanted you to marry the town idiot, huh?
No, I didn't care how much money he had or what was coming. I wasn't doing it.
That was because he was short and fat. Yeah.
And ugly and just degenerate.
But see, that's been taken and God's resolved the whole energy associated with that through there. And brought it all forward and resolved it. So that you don't have those feelings from the past life in your DNA and in the present time.
Thank you.
Now, I would like to say something to you, Rosemary. You are such an advanced soul, and you really do understand this, that your father at that time was working with the awareness that he had at that time and place. He was going according to what he was taught, and of course he believed it, that he had absolute mm-hmm. authority over the family. And he was
yeah.
playing the role.
And
now
and
you can go yeah. back with your awareness. I know that you can do this. Now, Charlene mm-hmm. has worked with God and removed this, but you can go back with your awareness and forgive the situation. I know that you can.
Oh, of course, I'm not even angry about it or upset. I just there just always seemed to be this fear that I
well,
could
part of
not.
It, yeah, but Rosemary, part of it came in with the fact that your relationship with him now is being triggered with that memory from then, which has increased
yes.
the energy of the memory a hundredfold. And so what it's doing is it's making it more intense because you have that memory then. But you went
mm-hmm.
in and forgave him of his actions.
Of
and
course.
You gave those actions to God. And God
yes.
took them and resolved them. And
you
forgave him because he was the essence of God. And then
of
forgave
course.
Yourself. Okay?
Yes.
And that
absolutely.
What that does is pulls it out, resolves it, and clears it. And it clears the whole energy line so that when you stop right now, think of your dad again.
Oh. I don't feel myself being choked to death anymore. Good.
Yeah, because it's
Thank
the
you.
Energy. See, we're talking about energy. Most of us don't realize the significance of the fact that we're energy and matter. And when we start clearing this energy field that is through us and around us and about us, then it's not there and it's not conducive to us having a difficult time in relationships.
Correct.
And he also has the memory as well. So
oh.
that didn't help because he's had the memory as well.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that it's cleared the memory for him and it's cleared it for you. So that it changes the relationship.
Thank you. Because, you know, he's not in body, and when he used to show up to try and help, I would just panic and say in the light of Christ, get gone, I'm not talking to you. No.
Yeah, see, and you'll have a different feeling towards that, and it certainly is going to be a greater, and most times we'd like, well, I don't want it to be easy on you. You made it pretty tough on me while you were here. But the thing is, for our well-being and conducive to our happiness here, that energy is shifted and changed, and it's not carried on not only in this lifetime, but when we cross over into the next one.
Wow. Thank you. I felt a shift in my body. I did.
Rosemary, I have a question for you. Do you think that this was the beginning of this pattern? This lifetime?
No.
I didn't think it was. I think this happens to be part of the pattern, and I don't think it started in Rome.
No, I saw other, I'm looking at other places now that the absolute fear has been cleared, and it's, again, royalty again. Eh. Okay. He was supposed to marry me and I spurned him. And that one, he was not happy.
You think that's where the anger started?
Yeah. I don't marry easy.
You don't marry easy.
No.
I love it.
No.
Do you feel it's necessary to work on that since that was the beginning of the pattern? Or do you think this is healed enough now?
I believe it's all healed, all of it.
Good, good, good.
It's kind of interesting because you will not have, once the energy has shifted on the universe from being here and having no experiences, it doesn't, it's not retained anymore. And so
yes.
Even if you, when you cross over and you see him again, the energy between the two of you is totally changed.
Mm-hmm. Well, that a comment on this, even though it's all cleared, is that for years, whenever I was in his presence, I would feel this choking, and we connected the dots today, and I went, oh, that was that past life energy impinging on, and no wonder I couldn't clear it alone. Although I had prayerfully and diligently approached it, it was just a bit more than I could do at the time.
Well, and sometimes it takes somebody to add the energy with you doing it, so that you're doing it together, and that helps.
Yeah, because my heart is there. I wish him the best, and I know it's now cleared, but this is for anyone who's listening, that this can happen. It's it just is, and thank you, Charlene, and thank you, Carolyn, for being there and helping me integrate more of the wholeness of my being and let go of this crazy, silly fear.
Oh, and you'll get your hair back. I won't tell you that.
Oh, thank you.
Well, see, because hair falls out because the follicles in the hair, they become so tight from stress. That it shuts off, my understanding, shuts off the life energy there. And so if this is all gone, it shall open that back up so your hair will be fine.
Oh, that would be nice. I mean, I used to have long,
I almost forgot to tell you that was put in there, so.
Thank you. I get my hair back. Hey, see, you even got more than what you planned on. Yes.
I love it.
That is so. Well, I will let you go, and may perhaps someone else can receive your help today. And thank you ever, ever so much for your kindness.
Okay, and have a good summer.
I will, and I'm going to go out and celebrate Father's Day.
You do that.
I love it.
And in fact, you celebrate it with him, okay?
I will. I'm going to plant some flowers, and I'm going to make that spot of the garden his whenever he wants to come and visit.
Okay.
Love it.
And just tell your
Take
dad
care.
It's all done, you know?
Yes, it's all done.
Mm-hmm. It's all
and
done.
He can come in the house now. And he'll have a little bench to sit outside. Okay, thank you much, and you have a wonderful, wonderful holiday.
You're welcome.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was fascinating, Charlene.
Yeah, it really was, wasn't it? It was interesting to know that all three of us were seeing the same thing.
Well, one thing that helped me a lot is I've done a lot of studying of Roman history because of the stories in the movie that I've written. So I understand the father, well, what the sentiment was at the particular time. And they, you see, the state, like we, in our civilization here, the state would cover all of the incidents that had to do with the way we live with one another. In other words, the state would take care of all laws covering everything. But back then, during the time of Rome, it was tribal law that was the citizens lived under. And tribal law, each head of the household was the last word. I mean, they were the governance for the family. The head of the family was responsible and took the responsibility for everything, managing property, deciding how money was going to be spent. The wife and even the sons didn't have input into that. The father controlled everything. And those crimes outside of the family, then the state participated in that. So, yeah, the way they lived was different than the way we live.
Mm.
And so they were the ultimate judge in the family and the ultimate one who would give out punishment. And that was rather severe. And actually, strangling was a method where that was considered, if you can imagine this, an honorable way to execute someone in the family through strangulation. Warriors would have used a weapon, a knife. And suicide was considered an honorable way if a person had failed a state. In other words, a general, for instance, losing a war, it would have been quite honorable for them to fall on their weapon and kill themselves.
Mm.
So they were very harsh in their judgment and the way they punished themselves and others. Yeah, when a war was considered lost, many times the general would kill himself rather than face the shame of going through that loss. So, we have a great awareness now. I mean, if you think about what the way the thoughts and ideas that people followed throughout history was quite barbaric. And even today we hold on to some of the barbaric influences of all of that. But now with the new energy coming in and with ascension not that far away, we are being called now to heal all of this. And it is what, you know, our work is certainly about, Charlene, like you say, healing the family lines, healing the DNA. And I would like to mention about that, and you know this too, but I would like to mention it to the people who are listening, is so many times we are reincarnated in the same family line so that we have the opportunity to heal that whole line.
Well, yeah, because otherwise it's pretty well locked into the energy field.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of resolve it. That's what he calls it, resolving it and then releasing it. And
so that's another reason why these relationships can be so traumatic with family members, is because they have all come again to live in that same family relationship, failed family relationship, we might say, from the past that is brought forward, and it requires healing. And so many times these relationships have occurred over and over again and they weren't healed. And what happens is you have a pattern then. And it's important to clear these, not just for the family line and for the future, but also for yourself, because if you're involved in a pattern, whether it is lack of compassion or fear of an intimate relationship, if you hold that, then you attract that energy to your life in the present. And that's something to remember also, that like is attracted to like. And so if you're in a pattern where, for instance, you know, we know about this, you choose the wrong man, marry all the time, well, you don't want to continue to do that, so you want to clear it. Well, we have another caller, and your name, caller.
Is that me?
Hello?
Hello. Hi, is that me?
Yes, talking to you, dear, and what's your name?
My name's Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. What can we do for you?
Well, first of all, I hope I'm not breaking into something. I just wanted to call before. Often I try to call and can't get through, and so I'm calling early, but I didn't want to mess with your point that you're making.
No, not at all. You know what? We could pick up wherever we leave off.
Oh, okay.
What can we do for you, Patricia?
Well, and then again, I ask you to be honest with me. I might be asking an inappropriate question or an impossible one. But my situation here is I have breast cancer that's metastasizing into my bones, and it's really, really painful. And I've been trying all natural methods of dealing with this, and I've kind of hit the wall, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if it's possible that you can tell me if I should just close my eyes and stop fighting or keep fighting, or if there's something down the road that maybe would be really helpful. I don't want to quit. I just don't. But I am in such pain, I don't know how much longer I can continue, and I just don't know where to go or where to turn.
Darling, is this the first time that you've called?
Well, I called before, but I couldn't get through, or I got right at the end of the show where you couldn't take calls.
Okay. Yeah, because the story seemed familiar. And
the more I meet people, the more it is, actually.
Yeah. I'm going to turn this over to Charlene first, and then, I'll jump in and talk to you. Charlene, what do you see here, darling?
Okay, who's your higher source? Is it God?
I have a hard time with names. I can say Mother, Father, God, or Creator.
Okay.
Or all that is.
Okay, that's good.
That's good enough. That's where it is.
Okay.
Mother, Father, God, all it is. All there is.
Yeah,
okay,
let's go ahead and ask him to heal that for you, okay? Well, let Father, Mother, God go in and look at it and see what they can do.
Okay.
And I'll go in and witness what's being done, okay?
How amazing. Great. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm being prompted to talk to you about something. And what I'm being prompted to explain to you is how you can actually go to Mother, Father, God yourself directly.
You know, I try, but I see so much around the world that's so much larger than I am that I think they just don't have time for me.
No, not true. Okay, let's forget that idea completely. Okay, each soul is precious in their own right because you hold particles of source within your soul. That's how you were created. And when you were created, particles of source came off in this magnificent ribbon of light with colors and sounds. And that is how your soul was created. So there's no such thing as another soul being more important than you or you being more important than another soul. They are all precious in the sight of God because, in effect, everybody's soul is a part of God. So don't think that for a moment.
Well,
yeah.
I see areas in the earth where it's millions of souls or at least thousands of souls in need all at the same time.
But you see, God is open to helping everyone. That's why you are as precious as anyone else, because that help is open to everyone. So here's what I want you to do. Are you familiar with the Hara, or what we call the solar plexus in the center of the abdomen?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is your power point. This is your connection to source. It's like this is the doorway. And so I want you to, what I'm telling you now, you practice every day. But understand, this is your connection to source. This is where your power resides. You put your consciousness there, and you bring in sources light, because we all have the power to do this. We just put our consciousness there. We know that this is the doorway to God's energy, God's vibration. That's what light is. It is God's vibration, and you see this build. And it builds up until you just watch it. You intend that it builds, and it's like a big light ball there. And that is in the solar plexus. Now, you have a connection to source this way. And what I want you to do is to follow a thread. There is a thread. Once you place your consciousness there and that light builds up, you then follow this thread that goes up through your body. It does. You will find it. It goes up through your body. It goes through the crown. You can actually see this thread up through the crown. If you don't see it at once when you practice with it, it becomes very strong. And this thread becomes very obvious to you. It becomes a thread of white light. And you go above your head and you follow that and you keep drifting with this. Because what will happen, and it becomes quicker each time you do this, this takes you up to the foot of Father, Mother, God. How I see Father, Mother, God is, it is like the Father sits in front of the Mother sits behind the Father. This is the sacred geometry. The male aspect is the straight line. The female aspect is the curve. She sits behind the Father. Sometimes I see them sitting side by side, but I usually see the Mother a little bit behind the Father, and it's just because of the sacred geometric shape. And you work with that, you will feel this connection. If you don't feel it now because we're on air, work with this. Are you sensing this beauty, this power of your Creator?
That's beautiful. Thank you.
I asked the question, darling, do you sense this?
I'm sorry, I'm trying to write down what you're saying at the same time. Yeah, what was the question then?
Well, see, the thing is, you can always listen to the archives. Anyway.
Actually, I don't subscribe to them. But.
Yeah, you will feel this connection, and if you work with it enough, you will be able to converse with Father, Mother, God. We did this in Atlantis, and the thread was broken, and you can reconnect. You can go up there and you can speak to Father, Mother, God. You will receive their energy. They will communicate with you. They will answer your questions.
Oh.
Then when you have stayed there long enough that you've had your questions answered, you then bring your consciousness back down into the solar plexus. And then you realize that if you look below through the last chakra, that connects you to the earth, you keep looking, and there is a thread that goes past there and connects to the core of the earth. And in the core of the earth, there is a sacred geometric shape. It is a Merkaba. You make sure that is straight. This is your connection to the earth. Sometimes I do this. I do this every day. And sometimes when I do this, I pass. It's so beautiful. I pass Gaia, and she hands me one of her bunnies to hold when I go down there and straighten out my connection to the earth. It's so beautiful. And then I come back to the solar plexus, and then you see that is the vertical line. Then there is a horizontal line that runs through the solar plexus, and you just make sure that is straight. And it is connected to the vertical line. That is your place in the world. And when you do that, if you do this every day and you connect your place to the world, you start to bring in a great amount of self-confidence. And so what I would suggest is you work with this. If you can't remember it, listen to it in the archive, and you can download it and you can play this. Do it every day. And you go to Source, all there is, Father, Mother, God, and this question that you had about whether you should give up or not, I don't believe for a second Father, Mother, God's going to tell you to give up. But they will help you, darling. This is true. What I'm telling you is truth.
Because what they're going to tell you is, what is your choice? And they'll help you with your choice, okay? So they went in and created the tone nation. What it does is it breaks the outer coating of the cancer. And then you can go in and start talking to the cancer cells and tell them to leave. That's your choice.
Well, I've been trying that, and I haven't been very efficient.
Well, we just did it again, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Just went and did that now.
Patricia,
they are very stubborn.
We've done this work. Charlene has done this work for you. I've given you this protocol that you can work with. And work with a protocol. And call us back. We'll be on air in 2 weeks. Okay. Call us back in 2 weeks. Let us know how it's going.
If there's any state of anger, make sure you resolve it. Okay? Anger towards anybody. Just let it go.
Okay.
Because that's important.
Uh-huh.
All right? Just let go of the... Because anger is such a low vibrational frequency, it's very destructive.
Oh, yes.
Before
anger,
she goes, let's ask her, Charlene. Before Patricia leaves, let's ask her about this issue. Do you feel anger at times?
Excuse me if I don't hear you completely. Sometimes you go in and out, right? Maybe you
okay,
have a
I know. Sometimes we have a bad connection here.
Oh, okay.
Charlene, discuss anger. And
one
I'm
of the
asking,
things, I'm sorry.
Do you
yeah,
sometimes have a problem with anger?
Yes, I do. I work often with the peace and justice community and pay attention to the world a little bit too much, and I just am so frustrated with how people treat each other and how so many people are in such dire need, and it needn't be. You know, I get really frustrated with that. And also just now with this illness, I'm at a place now where it's really hard to walk or even pick things up, and I get angry with my own body.
Yeah.
And just for not being able to function. It's frightening, and it makes you mad.
Of course. And you see, what you just said is your body is trying to serve you. And emotionally, you understand that cells communicate with one another, don't you? Or do
I try. More and more often, I'm really trying, yes.
Yeah, so our cells communicate with one another, and when you're angry towards your body, your cells sense this.
Do you know what a Jewish harp sounds like?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear all that.
A Jewish harp. Do you know what
it sounds
like?
A mouth harp, yes.
Okay. While you're working on it, would you put that tonation in? That sound. It's almost like a Jewish harp because it's very high-pitched.
Uh-huh.
And that'll break the outer coating of the cancer cells.
No kidding.
So then you can go in and tell them it's time for them to leave.
Okay. That sounds great.
You've got to hear that sound. And if you can make that sound someplace in your home, or you can do it in your throat or whatever, it's a real high pitch, isn't it?
Well, it's variable. It goes around, right?
Yeah. see if you can find that tonation and hear it and try to mimic that, will you? And see what you can do. And if you've had any anger and animosity, because right now you're fighting for your life.
I know, and if I get so, I equate often frustration with anger, just, you know.
Okay, but would you call me and let me know after God went in and worked on that how you're doing?
Okay.
Call in in two weeks.
Call me on my phone. I want to hear.
Okay.
And see if it's processing it through. Okay.
Okay.
Because God went in there and worked on it.
And it's so wonderful of you doing all of this for all of us.
Okay. Let's see what he what processing it corrected it with today. Okay. I'd like to hear from you.
Well, thank you so very much.
Blessings to you, Patricia.
And the same to you.
And you know, God's blessings on you, okay?
Well, and the same for you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Weeks, if I'm
sure.
I'll be here.
No, I want you to call me in a couple of days on my private phone.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that. I'm sorry.
Well, in addition to coming back in 2 weeks is what she's saying.
Is your number posted somewhere?
I want you to
Charlene,
call me.
Give her your number, hon.
Okay, my number is 801-944-943-9. 944-9346.
46. 80-944-9346.
Sure. Yeah, call me. I want to see how this process you. You know, you might not be having to go in and do it another time and like every other day or something for a couple of days.
Well, I'll tell you, this is stubborn. This is a stubborn
thing. What we'll do is we'll ask God. He's in charge.
Okay.
You know, Father, Mother, God is in charge. We'll let them tell you how often to have this done. Okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, because I won't know.
I didn't have to close to each other, but please give each other a big hug, okay?
We will.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All all the best to you, and I'll talk with you soon.
Okay, please call me.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
Thank you again. Okay, goodbye.
Bye. You know, this is a good time to mention something. We're doing a free conference call on healing on June the 23rd. And if you want to sign up for that, go to the website at www.metatronminutes.com. That's metatronminutes.com. And there is a place there where you could sign up for the conference call for healing. And when you do that, they'll give you the phone number to call, and that is June the 23rd.
Which is next Tuesday.
That's correct.
Yeah. Yep,
we're
coming up.
Indeed, yes. Indeed. There is a book, and I can't think of the name of the book. It's a channeled book, and it has to do with emotions, when we carry negative emotions, the effect that it has on the physical. And we kind of touched on this a little bit, that the cells in the body communicate with one another. And sometimes it's hard for us to understand that unless we think about conception, how we have two cells come together and they start dividing, and how in the world do cells know to be a baby's head or legs or feet or veins or heart. You know, we start out with this two cells becoming one, and now all of a sudden it understands. It has this intelligence to just know what to do. And you see, all these cells are communicating with one another, and it is our thoughts also that is communicating with our cells. And it's very important, the emotions that we put into our mind and into our heart, the kind of roadblocks that it's going to set up for the physical if we're using negative thinking of some sort. And I wish I could remember the book, but I can't. And like I said, it's a channel piece where it discusses all of the different diseases and the emotions that's behind it. We've got a little bit of that in my book, Chaos Before Creation. That's found at carolynevers.com. And in the back of that, there are some of the emotions that people have and the distress that can be caused in the body because of it. And just a little side note for those people who have a interest in Atlantis, the Temple Beautiful, every 5 years, the souls would go into the Temple Beautiful, and they would do what Charlene and I work with on this program, is all the negative thinking would be released from the cells before disease or dis-ease could come about. And so people would go into the Temple Beautiful every 5 years, have all that cleared, before these negative vibrations could settle into the organs. So that, I think, is a really fascinating thought when you think about it. Edgar Cayce brought forth that information, and it's been brought forth in information that I've received also. So the state of the mind, our emotional makeup, has an awful lot to do with our health. Anything you want
to
comment on?
It has everything to do with it. It has everything to do with it.
Okay.
Okay. That's everything.
Okay.
Yeah, because what we do is what we think and what we feel is creating a vibrational frequency within the cell memory, and therefore it compromises that cell memory. So then we have to go back in and ask God or whoever your higher source is to go back and rejuvenate the cells back into the God intelligence, which is perfect memory. And it's kind of interesting to recognize that most of the metaphysical study is pretty close on most of the time, because it creates a certain vibrational frequency within the cells, and so we compromise that intelligence.
Well, in addition to that, I would like to add, Charlene, you know this and I know this, but sometimes people are not aware of it. Our life, our complete life, everything that we do, it is like we're swimming in a sea of energy, and we don't realize it because we don't always see it. You know, most people don't really see energy. But some of the pictures of this interplay of energy has been documented by in Duke University. I'm trying to think of this lady's name. It might come to me. But she took pictures with Kirlian photography, where she took pictures of healers placing their hands on other people, for instance, and you could get a picture of all of this light and color going from the healer to the person to be healed. There were pictures taken of lovers, for instance, people who loved one another or wished another one well, and you could see this interchange of energy. So everything that we do has energy surrounding it. Energy is vibration, and it can either build us up or tear us down if it's negative or positive. And so, you know, you're working with this, with healing. I do a lot of work with clearing past lifetimes. Also of interest, we can move in the past, we can move in the future. We can't do this in linear time with our bodies yet, but energetically, mentally, spiritually, we can do this because the energy of the past and the future and the present is outside of our linear time. It's all one. I know it's hard to understand that, but you really see it in action when your mind can move to the past, can view your lifetimes in the past, can view your future lifetimes in the future. It's quite fascinating. So, give us a call here. In case you don't have our number, it's 888-815-9756. Believe it or not, friends, we only have 45 minutes to go on the show. So, if you haven't had a chance to call in and state your case, either for Dad or for some other family member, that maybe you need clearing of some sort or a health issue or a love issue. I realize it's not Valentine's Day, but love. Oh, have I met the right one? Do I want to meet the right one? Is the one that I'm living with, are we going to be able to heal this? These are questions that we hear so much about. And again, so much of this is from the past. We are reliving these past issues with people, and it's come up for healing. So how do you heal it? Give us a call here, dear friends, 888-815-9756. One more time, how about getting your phone number and a little bit about your time that's convenient for you to get telephone call, Charlene. How about you giving our audience that information?
Well, my telephone is Mountain Standard Time, and it's 9346. And it's kind of like what we've been doing today, is taking an issue that you have and it's just not making your life very pleasant or happy, and going in and having your higher source to change the energy associated with it. And we thought in the past that that's the way it is and you just got to live with the problem. But now we realize that once we change the vibrational frequency from a lower frequency to a higher vibrational frequency, that those energies will start to change. And a lot of times it also, God will change the frequency within the cells that are dysfunctional at that time and will start changing it, the vibrational frequency, so that he'll go in and have the healing process start on those particular cells. So that's kind of the interesting thing to watch. And also, he changes... I'm sorry?
Thank you. Yes, your name.
Hi, this is Scott.
Hi, Scott. What can
Caroline,
do for you?
I was calling for my daughter-in-law, Nicole, and she's had some issues going on with her intestines, and I've been working with her and just wondering what other things could be helped, what else we could do with that.
I'm not sure that Charlene can work on this because you're not the one with the issue. Charlene, what do you think, darling?
Okay.
Scott's calling about Nicole.
I know.
Yes, her daughter-in-law.
Does she have good permission for that?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because usually they really have to give the permission for who is the higher source?
She's my daughter-in-law. Is that what you
mean? No, I mean, is this God, Allah, all there is?
Yeah, I just work with the infinite.
The infinite, okay. Well, that's all. The infinite, hon. He believes in the infinite.
Okay, I got it. And she gives permission for this?
Yes.
And this is in her intestines?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, in the small intestine.
Well, it's probably some of both, yeah, but the small and the...
Okay, let's have God go... infinite, let's go have him look at that and do some work on that. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
And so are you a energy worker, Scott?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I've been doing some working with her and some clearing the emotional issues. So it seems everything ties back to that. You know, if they are ready to release those emotional issues, and some people tend to want to hold on to them. So that makes it a challenge.
What's your opinion as to why people want to hold on to them?
That's the markers for their life. That's something that they can, especially this is a, you know, an issue with her father, and so you know that they just hold those things. They don't realize releasing them. They think that being against something, they're doing better for themselves. They think that's the way they've been taught, rather than just seeing it as a lesson in life and just letting it go, moving on. So I think it's basically humanity. It's the way humanity has been educated, you know, to try and maybe it was you there that, you know, like an eye for an eye, and, you know, then let's give, you know, love for love. You know, let's don't stop with just that teaching. You know, I think they stopped, and we need to go further. You know,
do you think pride has anything to do with it?
Yes. Yeah, that's huge. Yes, I do.
Charlene, are you trying to jump in?
Yeah, I need to ask if the issue that she's dealing with is needing forgiveness.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. See, that was one of the things I was trying to point out before. A lot of times what we do is, like you were stating, we hang on to something because it gives us justifies our anger at that individual. But if
yes.
Because we've been given, let's say an individual has been abused in some way, maybe emotionally or whatever. So
right.
that the abuser has actually created a circumstance that's very difficult for the child. So they give their creation of their issue to the child. The child walks away with responsibility for the issue. And
yes.
God said there's a new way to do forgiveness. And it isn't new, but it's the way it makes more sense. Because instead of them feeling like they're justified in being angry and holding on to that anger, is to say they created the circumstances. I'm not responsible for their creation. So the child can finally let go of the responsibility that they're carrying for whatever the abuse has been. And so when you go in to forgive the father or whoever you're in need of forgiving, what you do is you forgive them because they are the essence of, in her case, the infinite. Not because they're forgiving that individual. They don't have to forgive that individual, their circumstances, because they created it. They're the creation. So you let go of the creation and let the infinite do it, and then the only thing you have to do is go in and forgive yourself for allowing them to interfere in your well-being, and then give that to God. There's a difference.
Okay.
You're not, most people go in and say, well, then I have to forgive them for abusing me. I said, no, they created it.
Okay.
They're the creator of, we're each a creator of our life. If we do something that's very harmful to another individual, especially a child, what has happened is the adult has created their issue on the child, right?
Yes, it is.
Am I explaining this okay? Cause
you're getting there.
What I'm trying to do is make it more easily for her to go in and be able to say, okay, I understand. I'm not responsible. But the child is usually given the responsibility, or adult. Let's say you have a wife that is being verbally and physically abused from, I'm using this as an example, by a husband. He has some issues. He's placing his issues on her. And it's interfering her well-being, right? But she's got to let go of his. That doesn't mean she puts up with it. It just means she lets go of his issues. And this forgives the essence of God. That's the only thing you're forgiving is his essence. And then you can walk away free. Free from the whole thing because you're giving it to him to resolve it. So it's a different way rather than going into all this hatred and animosity because the individual has been, their soul has been fragmented.
Yes.
And it does fragment them.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So that's, you know, that's one of the things that knowing her circumstances you might can help her with. Okay?
Yes.
And then what I would like to do, if it's all right, we'll go in and release that and then let her and you work through that together. If you have any questions, call me and I'll just help you walk through it more clearly, okay? But let's do that.
Yes.
Let's do that right now.
Okay.
There's really only a few emotions that cause so many deep problems, Scott. It's amazing.
Uh-huh.
And if only we can get over these few emotions, we would really be about healing.
Well, one thing that I'd like to tell people, one of the reasons that we come to the earth plane is to experience emotions. That is enormous. That's a big thing that we do. And so we experience from one end of the spectrum to the other. The thing is, we're just not taught how to work with those emotions. When we get into the ones that really cause pain and discomfort, we don't know how to transmute that. You know, when it's joy and excitement and laughter and love and all that, that's easily done. But that's what we're trying to experience, all of those emotions.
And how to balance them.
Right.
It's a lot about balance, too.
And I have, you know, worked with sacred geometry, and I'm wondering that possibly if you have an opportunity to look into the sacred geometry, the emotions, and see if there is if it needs to be corrected, or something needs to be done within that geometric structure. I think structure, the negativity, if we start with judgment and then go over into negativity and go that way, there's something about the structure of that seems to really have an extreme hold on humanity. If we could rearrange and restructure that, would make it much simpler for humanity to let go of those emotions.
Todd, I don't know if this would help you or not, but we do seminar. Lord Metatron does conference calls every month. We work on issues for people and also healing of the earth. And he went through a series of four free conference calls on prosperity, and now he's working on sacred geometry. The 30th of this month will be the second installment of sacred geometry. And last month he did a conference call on sacred geometry, and this might be a connection to what you are saying. The topic for that particular conference call was the balance of the male-female aspect of the soul. And you know this, I'm sure, that over all of these eons of time, there was an imbalance because the warring aspect of that of the soul had taken precedence over the divine feminine.
Yes.
And this could very well be the link that you're talking about with sacred geometry that has caused this imbalance that you're talking about. And so now
yes.
The energies are here. The divine feminine is coming in. Now, he's not talking about necessarily men and women, though there does need to be a balance there also, but the male-female aspect in each soul. So if you're a male or if you're a female, you have the male-female aspect of the soul that has to be balanced. And I'm inclined to think that that's the piece in the geometric configuration that you're leaning towards, because what happens, according to Lord Metatron, is whenever humanity moves so that there is this imbalance, whether it is a period of time when the masculine side ruled or there was a period where the feminine side had domination, and there are a few incidents
yes.
of that in the past, what happened
yes.
is the soul wars within itself.
Yes. It's
got to be a balance. So maybe that's your answer. And if you want to attend these free conference calls, we're coming up for the second one, like I said, on June the 30th, and that is the sign up for there is at MetatronMinutes.com, www.MetatronMinutes.com. You might learn something that you're looking for.
Okay, if you could ask the question that is this a truth? The sacred geometry is what was used to bring creation to the creation that we know of right now was designed through sacred geometry. The design that we need to go to is something different than sacred geometry, something other than sacred geometry. I think if we stay within the parameters of sacred geometry, we're going to continually have to upgrade and restructure, because
we have a place there where you can ask questions of Lord Metatron, and what we do is we channel the answers to those and put it in the newsletters. And
okay.
So you'll see we've got all the newsletters on that website, the past newsletters. You can actually download any of the newsletters and read. These are all questions that have come from people. And when I have the time to do a newsletter, I take these questions and I ask Lord Metatron to answer them, and then we put them in the newsletter. So you can structure your question the way you want to and submit it. And
okay.
We'll get that answer from him. And if you sign up for the newsletter, then you would be aware of when your question was answered.
Okay. Yes, I will do. And that's where I type the question in. That's under MetatronMinutes.com.
Yes, MetatronMinutes.com, and it would be under the newsletter. There's a
okay, newsletter.
There
okay,
newsletter.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Charlene, are you back, darling?
Yes. Scott, what you're talking about it's called the mathematical equation of the atomic particles that have to be rearranged to the sacred geometric equation of vibrational frequency of sound, light, and color spectrum. And you're right on. That's what happens, is those things get, when the cell memory becomes fragmented,
yes,
then that rearranges all of the molecules and the atoms. Within each one of the atoms is what's called an anodyne particle. Now, the scientists are seeing that. So
yes,
a lot of it gets interfered with, and what you're talking about is rearranging and bringing back the, well, it doesn't rearrange, it just reads, what is the word I want? It's almost like taking a blanket off of the God intelligence and allowing it to function at the God intelligence, finally. Because every single cell has a soul, and it becomes fragmented.
Every cell has a what?
God told me that every cell has a soul.
Okay.
And that soul is the perfect God intelligence. But sometimes that gets interfered with, like we were talking about before, because of the things that we see, the things that we speak, and the words that we might use might fragment it, or the feelings that we have might fragment it. That soul fragmentation. But you can also have people come into your life that fragments those souls, and that's what we were being, of those cells, and that's what we were talking about with Nicole, because that
yes,
is what happened. So we had,
yes,
had the infant go in and start changing that back for her, okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Let's see how she's doing in a couple of days.
All righty. Yes,
okay.
I appreciate that. Yes.
All good right, talking to you, Scott.
You too. Thank you very much, both of you. And I appreciate all the help. And
call again, dear.
Okay. Love to you all. Bye for now.
Love you all, too. Well, friends, we have a little less than 20 minutes. 2 hours go by pretty fast, doesn't it, Charlene?
Oh, it just flew by today, didn't it?
Really. Our number here is, if you want to get a call in before we leave, it's 888-815-9756. And I'm on the air every Sunday, come on 1 o'clock Pacific time, like we do with this show. Our what we do is a little bit different than how I work here with Charlene, but we're still working in the area of metaphysical information and energy, reading, past lifetimes. It's all good, you know.
Yes, it is
all good, isn't it, Charlene?
Yeah, we sure see some. I sure see some marvelous things happen in people's lives when you start changing the energy, and even in relationships, like you were talking at the beginning. It just changes it because the frequency has been changed, and you're not working within that negative frequency anymore, and it's a wonderful thing to have happen in your life.
Well, sometimes it's hard for individuals to do this themselves, and one of the dispensations that we have been given by the karmic board is that an energy worker can come in and help clear all of the past. And up to this point, we had to do our own clearing. But what was happening, lifetime after lifetime, we came trying to clear it, and we wound up at the end of that lifetime with more clearing to be done. And so what has happened now is we've been given this dispensation. And we have another caller, Charlene. And what's your name, caller?
Hi, this is Mark.
Hi, Mark. What can we do for you?
I was wondering if Charlene could tune in and find out if she can tune in and see how much longer I have in this process I'm going through. I need like a timeline, if that's possible.
We'll be glad to look at it, but what's the process, Mark? Do you care to share that with us, or is
it
something too personal?
It's just some sort of it's kind of hard to describe. It's just all this inner stuff's coming out. It's been going on for years. It's definitely a process. It has a start, and it's got to have a finish. I just don't know when the finish line's at, and I'm kind of up against it financially. It's very difficult to try to make a living while I'm it's next to impossible to make a living while I'm going through this. So
Mark, you got to send us in a direction, my dear. Are we talking about manifesting finances? Are we talking about health? Are we talking about emotions that you're going through? Are you talking about releasing negativity from the past? Send us in a direction.
Yeah, negativity from the past. There's I've got all these issues. Started the process of cleaning these out. It's like a big purge going on. Would like to know
is this this lifetime or is this from past lifetimes also? What do you feel like you're clearing?
It's everything. Everything
it's
comes
everything.
Up. It's from past life. It's from this life, primarily from this life, but there's other times when past life stuff comes up.
Right. Okay.
Now
a couple of weeks ago, you guys, we did some sessions, and it was like past life.
You called 2 weeks ago, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So we're knowing which direction to go. Okay. Let's see if we can maybe see if we can get some more of this so that it's not so painful for you, okay? Let's go in and ask.
Okay.
Well, Charlene did say one word that really you can resonate to. Doing this clearing really is painful, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's been pretty rough. Been pretty rough.
Well, and then there's another issue, and I certainly understand this because I've done a lot of clearing myself, Mark. There's also a frustration that surrounds it, and what the frustration is, you feel, will this ever end? It gets to the point where you think it's never going to end. Don't you feel that way sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a frustration surrounding it.
Yeah, logically I know there's got to be an end to it. It's just trying to find a way to make a living. And right now I'm like up against a business that's not working out and looking at bankruptcy. I don't know whether to take the remaining funds that I have and then go and use that for food and try to live with someone. Or, you know, I'm not sure where it's going to end up. I'm just kind of at odds with,
You know, we can't go through all this on the air, but let me give you a suggestion. You take a piece of paper and you write down, draw a line down the middle of it, and write the pros and the cons of each issue. Now, you brought up an issue, and one of them was, what do you do with your resources? You know, do you take that and start all over again? Do you go through the bankruptcy, or do you try and work through this now? That's a real big issue. So you write each one of these issues, the pros and cons of it, write it down on paper. There's something about carrying all of this around in our mind that can get really heavy sometimes. So write down all of these issues, pros and cons, and then after you write it down, then study one of them. Meditate over it. Pray over it. You'd be surprised how answers come out of that instead of trying to carry it in your mind.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah, because it's a real burden, Mark.
Yeah.
The mind plays tricks on you. And you become anxious. You worry over it when you carry it in your mind. There's something about putting it down on paper and studying it that brings some clarity to the situation.
Okay.
Now, Mark, did I give you a say last time that I wanted you to repeat all the time? It's like everything is working in divine right order?
Yes.
Okay. Know that God is God, and he doesn't expect you to fail. He expects you to succeed and kind of do like she. You're worrying so much that you can't hear what the answers are. Now, I want to know something in order for God to clear it, and that is, what was your belief system that you were taught, he said, while you were growing up about what life was supposed to be like? Was it supposed to be hard?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Life is tough.
Life's tough, no support, no help, nowhere to turn to, you know.
Yeah, see? And what you're doing, he said that you're living within what you were taught.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's okay with you, he would like to have permission to release that. Because that, he said it was what you were taught, and you're living within what you understand.
Okay. Yeah.
Because God did not intend for life to be hard. He intended for us to find joy, happiness, love, and we can make more advancement by having joy and happiness. We can learn more lessons by having joy and happiness than sadness and sorrow, because it's pulling you down rather than building you up. Isn't that
mm-hmm.
correct? Okay.
Yeah.
That's what he was telling me. So we need to change your whole belief system about what life was taught to you was supposed to be. It is a word that they used. I couldn't quite hear what it was. What was the word they used? Life is... Tell me what needs to be pulled out. Because we'll pull it out of
the life
subconscious.
Is...
Life is...
Life's tough.
Life is tough.
No self. No support. No help.
No support.
Nowhere to turn to. You just got to tough it out.
Oh, there's the word. That was the word.
Tough it out.
Tough it out while you're here. That's
yeah.
the one he wants. Okay, that's it. Okay, that's got to not only be taken out of your past life, but it's got to be taken out of your subconscious mind. We're not just doing
okay.
a DNA on you, because he said it's got to come out of your subconscious mind.
Okay.
Okay? All right, let's have him do that for you.
Okay, thank you.
Sounds great to me. I will tell you, though, Mark, when you have a lot of issues in your mind, it all goes around and around, and you can't get to, you can't resolve anything when you're thinking of all of these things. And I have found, getting back to writing this down on paper, I have found in the past that that has been so helpful, because it's much easier to analyze it, and sometimes you can come up with a real simple solution when you look at it on paper, but when you're carrying it around in your mind, it gets really confusing, because the mind has a tendency, when you get into a state of anxiety, when you're feeling pressure, it has a tendency to move from one question to another without giving it the time to resolve the question, come to a conclusion. You're not coming to a conclusion on anything as to what you should do because of this anxiety. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Some clarity, but yeah, there's just not a clarity of where, what direction to go in, because of the nature of, it's just the nature of what I'm going through. It's like, it's trying to find some way to living while I'm going through this, and the two things don't go together, so it's like, what do you do with that?
Yeah, it's hard.
There's what do you do with that? You know, it's like,
who
do you turn to? There's no point of reference. There's no point of reference where I can go to someone and say, look, this is what I'm going through, because they don't understand it. It's got to help. There's no, they don't know, they don't, you know, it's like, you know, it's just what you do with that. So I start my own business to take care of myself that way, but that doesn't work because the stuff.
Couple things.
Like getting hit with a snowplow all the time. What's
couple
that?
Couple things that help. You write it down. You do some deep breathing every day so that you can allow your nervous system to relax. In other words, anxiety and tension wind you up like a drum, and a person's nervous system, you know, it gets like the edges of the nerves become raw. What I do, you know, we all have stress, we all have anxiety, and it's how we learn to cope with it and how to find answers. I listen to some very soothing music that I have in my office all the time. I know that I have to get into the habit of deep breathing. When you get off of this telephone call, you take 3 or 4 deep breaths, a long intake and a long exhale, and you see how you feel just with a little bit of deep breathing, because when people go through a state of anxiety, the body's not getting enough oxygen, and you become even more tense. So breathing becomes very important. Listening to soothing music, breathe deeply, write down the pros and cons of these different questions that's rolling around in your mind. Meditate on the answer. And something else that's very important too, Mark, when you go to sleep, ask your higher mind for an answer to a particular question. And then when you wake up the next morning, write down the dream that you got. You'd be surprised when I call that getting an answer from the back door. The front door of your mind becomes unsettled, and when you go to sleep at night, you're relaxing, and some of these answers come to you in dreams. So those few things that I gave you should be helpful to help settle some of your anxiety. Very important to reduce this anxiety you're going through. You've got some tough issues that you're facing. But the more anxiety that you carry, the harder it is to think with clarity.
Okay, Mark, how are you feeling?
I'm in a lot of pain right now, so I can't really...
You are in a lot of pain?
Yeah, it's nothing new. It's just part of what I go through, so it's hard for me to, that's just where it's at.
We have 3 minutes. Can you help him with reducing some of this pain, Charlene?
Let's see. Let's go. Let's see what God can do in 3 minutes for you.
Where's the pain, Mark?
You know, He can do anything. So,
Mark, where's the pain? Your head, your stomach, your heart.
Chest.
Where? Your chest.
Chest.
Okay, Charlene, see what you can do to help relieve some of the pain here in his chest. He's got anxiety pains. She's going to go in and see what she can do about it. But, Mark, I would suggest, my dear, that you do some of these things that we are talking about. You've got to learn how to relax. It's very difficult for you right now. Something that might help to clear some of this. Do you ever take a bath?
No.
You're a shower person.
Yeah.
Are you willing to take a bath?
Yeah, I have before.
If you're willing to take a bath, put some Epsom salts in it, some, I'm trying to think what that alkaline thing is. Oh, dear, I can't think of it. It's used to make water alkaline, and some flower essence, some lavender. Soak in that for a little bit. Take a bath in that. I can't think of this what makes the water alkaline, but Epsom salts will help it. Any kind of Dead Sea salts. Lavender is marvelous. Soak in it. We have 1 minute here.
Okay, how are you feeling, Mark?
Okay.
Take a couple of deep breaths, will you? Blow out. You're hanging on to it. Let go of it. Let go. Recognize that the pain is self-punishment, so let go. Just blow out and let go and say, I forgive myself for the past, I am free. Is it slowing it down?
Yeah, it's a little mellow.
Okay.
Mark, we're up to a deadline here, dear, and
okay.
We've got to go. But call us back in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Well, you
call
can
us
always
back
call.
In 2 weeks.
Yeah, you can always call sooner. I mean, you don't need to wait 2 weeks.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay.
We have to go now. We'd love to help you
okay.
more, but we've got to make ready for the
That's
next
fine.
Show.
Okay, bye, Mark.
Goodbye,
Thanks.
Dear.
Goodbye.